With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Tensions are fragile in the truce between Israel and Hamas. There has been some confusion with the returning of bodies. At the White House, President Trump said efforts are being made to recover the remains of more hostages still in Gaza.
They're actually digging. There are areas where they're digging and they're finding a lot of bodies. Then they have to separate the bodies. You wouldn't believe this. And some of those bodies have been in there a long time. And some of them are under rubble. They have to remove rubble.
Just days after the ceasefire, the president says he's now focused on ending Russia's war on Ukraine. He's considering providing Kiev with long-range Tomahawk missiles if Russia doesn't agree to end the war soon. A typhoon has caused major damage to remote coastal villages in Alaska, and now airlifts are underway to rescue hundreds of people. The Supreme Court this week heard arguments related to limiting race-based districts under a section of the Voting Rights Act. Lawyer Edward Greem, representing white voters in Louisiana, who sued over the map with two majority black districts.
The very first thing the plaintiff shows is here's the community that was cracked or packed. And so to undo that, you have to look at the race of the voters all around that area, and you've got to make assumptions about them based on statistics, but you've got to make assumptions about what they think and how they vote based on their race, and you're drawing new districts based on that.
But Janae Nelson of the NAACP Legal Defense Fund argued a ruling for Louisiana would be disruptive.
My opponents' late-breaking and recordless facial and as-applied challenges seek a staggering reversal of precedent that would throw maps across the country into chaos.
Another Senate vote scheduled today to try and reopen the government. This is SRN News. Colorado's assisted suicide law is being challenged.
According to the pro-life group Live Action, 510 people in the state received drugs to end their life because they suffered from an eating disorder. The pro-lifers and patient advocates challenging Colorado's assisted suicide law say that it is leading to people being prescribed deadly drugs when what they really need is mental health treatment. The lawsuit argues that any request for assisted suicide should first be investigated as a mental health problem. Michael Harrington reporting.
And on the same subject, California's governor has signed a bill that makes the state's physician-assisted suicide law permanent. It was to have expired in 2031. The law allows anybody who is at least 18 years old and has a terminal disease to obtain a deadly dose of drugs from their physician. A small but growing number of states now embracing the practice, pro-lifers campaigning hard to keep that practice from spreading. This is SRN News. Instagram says it's taking steps to safeguard teenagers.
Meta says teenagers on Instagram will be restricted to seeing PG-13 content by default and won't be able to change their settings without a parent's permission. This means that teens will see photos and videos on Instagram that is similar to what they would see in a PG-13 movie. The company is also adding an even stricter setting that parents can set up for their children. As it seeks to add safeguards for teens, Meta has already promised it wouldn't show inappropriate content to teens, such as posts about self-harm, eating disorders, or suicide. Keith Peters, Washington.
A firefighter has rescued a stranded pup from rising floodwaters in Southern California. Video captured the Ventura County firefighter climbing down a ladder to reach the dog during this week's big storm there. The pup was stuck on the edge of a flood channel near Los Angeles. The dog was cold but otherwise unharmed. More details at srnnews.com.